The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, and it's Thursday morning. Community radio for the North State. So it's Thursday, so you have Trish Clark, but we don't have Carl with us this morning. Carl's on assignment. I'm joined in the studio with Chief Mike Johnson from the Anderson Police Department.
Good morning.
So we're going to have a lively conversation about the city of Anderson and what's going on there with law enforcement. The weather is 41 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 52 and a low of 31, and mostly clear, sunny with a little breezy though. On Friday, sunny with a high of 56. Friday night, mostly clear, then a slight chance of rain or snow late in the evening, a low of 35. On Saturday, a chance of rain and snow, and then a stronger chance of rain later on in the day, a high of 51 and a low 40. On Sunday, rain, high of 51, low of 43, Sunday night rain, and rain likely on Monday. So we've got some moisture in the air for the continuing rest of the week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. If you have a question for the chief and something's just got to have answered about the city of Anderson, give us a call at 605-4567. So, Mike, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad I can make it.
I've got a bunch of things I want to talk to you about, but let's first talk about the great program that, with cooperation of the district attorney, the Chronic Offender Accountability Program.
Yeah, what a great program. That's a really good topic to start with, Trish. And that program, you know, full credit goes to our district attorney on that. She's the one that came up with that program, pulled in Chief Moore, Sheriff Basenko, and I, and put this thing together. And I am super excited about the program. I think it has actual good credibility and will be a game changer for our county. So how that works is, you know, one of the questions that came up, which was a good question from one of the media, was how is this different from Shasta County's Most Wanted? And this program is different in the fact that Shasta County's Most Wanted profiles are really dangerous and high-profile type of wanted felons, where this program has dedicated bed space, has the ability for each city or entity, county or my city, to identify our really chronic offenders. And that means they don't have to be, extremely violent felons. They can be the person who we get three or four calls on a day and are taking away the services for the rest of the citizens because we have to repeatedly deal with this person in one fashion or another. Could be a person who has an alcohol problem, be a person who's a druggie, could be a person who is a petty theft, a chronic petty theft person. It could be anything. We just identify who's the chronic offender in our community who is draining our resources. We make the arrest. We prioritize them, make the arrest. District attorney follows through with prosecution on them, and the jail follows through with a dedicated bed space so they're not released. And then the court comes along and gives them the sentence, and they stay in jail and serve their time. So they're actually being held accountable, which is part of the title.
What a concept.
What a concept. And, you know, over time, of course, initially it's a slow start because we each only have three offenders to profile and hold. So until that wheel gets turning and those people – and if we have three locked up, we can't go move on. We have to wait till one is dispoed and serves their time and the bed space is reallocated. So from that aspect, it's a little slow going as far as seeing the long-term impact. But over time, I think what you'll see is it's going to put pressure on some of these people, and hopefully they'll find another place to go and victimize.
I think history has taught us that once word travels quickly in a community.
Yes.
So if they know there is no accountability, then they don't even worry about trying to not do what they're doing because they know that nothing's going to happen. Once the message gets out there that, oh yeah, Jake is, he's not around anymore. He's now permanently in jail.
Right.
That passes through a community. I think this is, again, another example of the great level of cooperation that we enjoy, in Shasta County between our law enforcement agencies.
It certainly is, Trish. And you know, you hit it right on the head with the communication thing. There's one thing that the criminal element has better than us, and that's communication network.
Oh, for sure.
And they're Obama didn't help by giving them all free phones to communicate with, too. But
two or three of them if they want them.
That is true. They understand what's happening in the criminal justice system and how to, you know, find the loopholes and if an area is holding them accountable or not. And now that we are, it's really a great program. I got to tell you something funny about this program is funny in the fact that I enjoy it. The officers, and I'm speaking for my department only here on this one, the officers got super excited about the program. Initially, you know, when we started the program, Stephanie came to us and we were getting us together. You know, as any start on a new program, a little clunky and you're trying to figure things out. Well, we started out with making a list of 10 to 15 people. And, you know, we're trying to get this going before we really had put the cart before the horse a little bit on that one. And so there wasn't the dedicated jail space. Well, the guys found out about it, and within moments, we had five of our top guys locked up already, and she had to tell us, hey, you only get three, and you have to slow down. So we actually had to release a couple of them, and we'll go pick them back up when we have the bed space. But that's how driven the officers were, and I'm sure the officers from Reading PD and the SO are the same way, is just, you know, they could finally see some production from what they're doing and some accountability.
It's got to be frustrating to be dealing with the same guy day after day. And it's frustrating to the community because if you have a little store down on East Center Street and you got the same guy coming in and breaking in and stealing from you day after day, and you call them and they come and get them and they take them and then they're back the next day at the next store down the street, it becomes, what are we doing here? Why do we even bother?
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this a little bit before, the ridiculous laws that have come out and case law and everything, especially in California, which has made it tough to deal with our quality of life type of crimes. That's the tide's starting to turn a little bit on that because, as always, you know, I've told you my philosophy is there's a solution for everything. You just have to find it. We're beginning to find some creative solutions and some putting in some ordinances and doing some other things where they are going to be held. You know, they thought we couldn't cite them for camping in public for a while, and they're out there just flying that in our face. Well, we've seemed to find a little fix of coming around for that one, and some of the shoplifting and petty theft stuff. They are, you know how it goes. You hear about people just walking out of the store with armloads of groceries and not getting stopped. Well, we're looking at some solutions for that as well.
That would be great because that is an irritation to me. I've talked to some of the gals out at Walmart and Safeway, and I know that Safeway seems to think that they've got a little bit of a handle on that, just a couple of conversations that I've talked to, and I don't know what they're doing, and they're not talking about it, but hopefully they've cut down on that a little bit. But it's I'll give you an example of the irritation of things that we live with from time to time. I have a motorhome that's parked in my driveway. And I pay my taxes. I own my property. It seems to me that I should be able to park my motorhome in my driveway and not have somebody siphon the gas out of it on a regular basis. That's just one of those.
Well, I don't know what makes you think that, Trish.
But I mean, that's one of those irritations in life.
Oh, I know.
That, I wish there was some way that I could hotwire it or do something.
I wish there was some way we could allow you to do that, Chris. Trust me.
I mean, I'd like to blow them up with it. I go out there and during the snow, what happened was during the snow, I went out and I was going to thought I'd use the generator in there in the RV because when the gas goes out, we also, if we're on wells, we don't have any toilet facilities as well. And Carl and Linda were talking about me melting snow to flush the toilet. Okay, so that's true. So I thought, I'll go out into the RV. Well, the generator also has a safety thing on it that it won't run if you have less than a quarter of a tank of gas in your rig. That's so you don't strand yourself out in the middle of nowhere.
Sure.
well, I couldn't get the generator to run.
That's why you had no gas.
That's why I had no gas.
Yeah.
So, just the kind of, but and, those and, kind and of things.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, that's really a low level crime, theft crime.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back and talk about that.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Redding Distributing. See you there.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
If we catch a criminal, when we catch a criminal,
and welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM when we get that finished.
FM, sorry, this is Ashley, your engineer. FM is complete. We had it up for about 5 days, and then power went out with Snowmageddon. at the tower. And so we're working on getting the power back up.
I know,
the FM was on the air for a little bit.
It was. And, you know, the interesting thing, actually, is when they were up there at the tower, the 1460 AM is coming in much stronger in the South County than it was before they connected the FM.
They're two completely different transmitters, so it's interesting that you noticed a relationship.
Isn't
there.
That funny? Because I told Carl that, because I know that I don't know whether they're in the same area or what, but whatever they were doing, messing and adjusting and what have you, the signal is stronger, and FM was great, and it'll be back up
back
soon.
Back soon.
Yeah, that was very frustrating because they'd been working on it for so long, and it was up and running for 5 days.
And then the storm comes along.
And it was like, no! So anyway, if you have a question, give us a call, 605-4567. This is Trish Clark this morning because it's Thursday, and Carl isn't with me, but I'm having a great conversation with Chief Mike Johnson from the Anderson Police Department, and we were just talking about those darn frustrating social crimes within a community that make you crazy, and we want to encourage you, if those things are happening, please do call and let them know about it. It isn't necessarily a 911 emergency call. But the Anderson Police Department does want to know what's happening in your neighbor. We have a great citizen patrol group that comes around and does. Let's talk about that a little bit for a minute, because those guys are great, and I see their vehicle around, and I know that they're very involved in the community.
They are very involved in the community, and we're very fortunate to have them. However, that program has taken a little bit of a hit for me because I just am not having success in recruiting new people into that program, and several of them have retired, and, they're not volunteering, retired from volunteering, if you will, because they just, they have lives too. They want to get on and do some things while they can and still have their health. So it's shrinking for me, unfortunately, Trish, and I'm looking for new volunteers that want to come out and help the police department a little bit. And there's no real time commitment with that. It's super flexible, and we give you the training and uniforms and everything. So if anybody's interested in that, here's my pitch. I'd love to look at bringing you into the program. Just need to come down to the police department, tell the gals at the front office that you're interested, and they'll have you fill out an application, and you'll personally get a call from me within a couple of weeks.
Perfect. Yeah, the good opportunity, because I know that you can be a real valuable help within your community just but spotting things, going by and talking to people about things that have happened in their neighborhood and getting reports. And
yeah, they've helped solve some significant crimes, being the eyes and ears and being out there when we're looking for somebody in the neighborhood that's committed a burglary is one of our best stories. And the volunteer patrol guy got out of his car and was just walking around looking in the area, saw the guy and kept his distance and just called us in, and we captured him. And there's other stories where the volunteers go out at night and they're just checking doors of businesses to make sure everything's secure, and found a couple business doors accidentally left unlocked. So we call the owner and come down and secure it all up. And those are good things for the community. And I certainly could use a couple more of those folks that are willing to do that.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Okay, so what else do you want to talk about, Mike? What do you want to tell us about Anderson Police Department?
Well, Anderson Police Department's in pretty good shape right now. We're at full staff, actually. And
how many sworn officers?
We have 21 sworn officers, and we have we're actually testing Monday. We have one vacant community service officer, which is support staff position to fill. But other than that, we're up to staff. We have 6 support people, and did have 8 volunteers, but I think that's kind of shrunk down to 5 volunteers
now.
Oh,
wow. So
that's really my only aspect of creativity that I need to fill in the position somehow or another.
So you've been pretty creative about filling our spots down there with good people. I know we've got some people that we had put through the academy.
Yeah, let me tell you about our latest success story with
Perfect.
That. So we have a guy in the academy right now. His name is Nash Folden. And Nash is really a showcase success story for us, because I got him years ago as an ROP student from the high schools. And he worked as an ROP student for a year for us. Maybe it was even 2 years for us. And then we didn't have a cadet program. So because he worked out so well and had so much potential, we actually created a cadet program to hire him as a cadet and kind of modeled that cadet program after Reading Police Department's model that they use, and hired him as a cadet then, and he worked as a cadet for about a year and a half. And part of the deal was is I made him commit to working towards his AA degree while he was a cadet and in the ROP program, and he did, got his AA degree, tested, and he's now in the academy and will come out in June as a police officer for us. Local kid, just a great story.
Great. That is, you know, my oldest grandson is graduating from high school this year, and he, that's the career path that he's looking at.
Well, you should send him our way to
position. That's what I told him. He lives in Jackson. Uh-huh. And I told him, I said, well, you need to come up and live with me go to Shasta College, and we'll put you right to work here.
Yeah, well, Nash is a perfect example of how that can work. And, you know, we like to get our local guys that want to work here and stay in the community and serve their community. And Nash is a perfect example of that. I'm very proud of him, and I'm very proud of how the program came together.
Do you know, we always have to, when I have you in here, I always like to talk about okay, we always like, she's giving me hand signs there. We always like to talk about the half-cent sales tax and
sure.
What an important addition that has been to the Anderson Police Department, because certainly the citizens, you know, were approached about, we need, if you want to have an active, progressive, productive police department, we need more money for it. They were able to sell that, and the citizens passed the half-cent sales tax with the advisory measure. It was not the two-thirds requirement, because it was a general tax. But it's been 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years since they passed that. And that continues to be a big part of the game changer for Anderson, certainly. You know, those – money solves a lot of problems as long as you use it right. And I commend my city manager and my council. They have been true to their word on that and have done what the citizens have asked with it and allocated the monies correctly. And that's what we've been doing with it, is programs. The Anderson River Park has benefited a lot from that. You'll see a splash pad built down there, and talking about a dog park and some other features going in down there now. And you know, the police department, public safety, gets 50% of that sales tax. And
in the first few years, I think they got a little bit more than the 50%.
We actually got about 70% of that sales tax to start off with, which was great that they were willing to do that, because we were behind the curve, you know, and needed to come up to par and do some things to make the community safe. And that's all worked out pretty well. Now, I understand that Supervisor Joe Comente is trying to get together a program and maybe propose a countywide sales tax in one of the upcoming voting elections or
mm-hmm.
measures. And I've talked to him a little bit about that, and, you know, that it would be a great thing for the county as well. And so we're hoping to support whatever plan Reading or the county comes out with, and hopefully make that kind of spread out for our whole county so we can all benefit as well.
And the interesting part of that is it is going to be difficult. It's going to have a good, strong selling point for the citizens of Anderson, because they're already paying a half cent higher
than
the rest of the county.
I know it.
There's also the issue of the Anderson Fire Department, the Anderson Fire Protection District, mm-hmm. Which we've got to come up with a funding source for them.
I agree. That's all public safety, and that's all those are all factors in now trying to craft something to benefit the whole community, because you're right. Anderson citizens are already paying a tax for their local police department. And in Anderson, it's different with police and fire than it is Reading, because the fire, as you mentioned, the fire is a district there. It's not the city fire. So they're not getting that half-cent sales tax. Are we getting waved down again there, Trish?
Yeah, pretty close. and that's an important distinction, and we'll talk about that just a little bit on the other side. They are in the city of Reading. They're all under one umbrella.
Correct.
And so the funding and is under the control of the Board of Supervisors, or the City of Council, the Reading City Council. In Anderson, they have their own elected board, and they are a separate entity. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Love that song. Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, also heard on 96.5 FM. If you've got a call that you'd like to make and something, question you'd like to ask, you can give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday, and this is Trish Clark, and we're going to go to the phones because we have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, the reason the half-cent sales tax didn't pass in Reading is because we do not trust our city council to use the money the way we want it used. That being said, Adam McElvain came up with the idea of a special workshop to try and find some juice for fire and police, juice meaning some money, maybe cutting it from some of the other departments. And I've been going to those meetings, and it's quite clear that there's no extra money, that these departments are just barely skating by. I don't know how they're doing it listening to them talk. But I got to thinking about the fire department up here, and sometimes, I'm not sure if it's the fire department or Cal Fire, once a year they're standing on the corner with buckets and collecting money. And I wondered if the police chief from Anderson would consider bringing his force up here once in a while and begging for money for his big brother up north.
Well, I'll tell you what, I certainly am supportive of everything that the Reading Police Department and Reading Fire Department do, and I try to help in any way I can. I don't know if that my officers will go for standing on the corner with the fire boot, though.
Hey, yeah, I support the police here in Roger Moore and the fire department. They're doing a wonderful job.
They are.
We just got way in a hole with Mike Warren and Ken Murray and Pat Kite and those people that never saw a raise they wouldn't vote for, and now we're so far in debt with CalPERS that I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. But we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely a mountain to climb. You know, as if you were listening earlier, I said there's always a solution. We just have to find it. That's a really tough problem we have to find a solution for. But I've heard what you've said before about the half-cent sales tax and Reading's challenges with that. I'm just hoping we can figure something out.
Well, you know, I talked to some private contractors, and I mean big contractors, and I asked them what percentage of their bid goes, they figure, for labor. And they figure 50%, and the city of Reading's paying right at 80% right now for labor and benefits. And I think that pretty well spells out the problem.
Okay, I can't really comment on that one because I don't know any of the facts on that, but I certainly appreciate your comments. And
well, if you don't want to argue, I'm going to hang up. Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Nick, so much. The new supervisor has a good idea, and I think that if there is a solution. I think that if, in fact, and maybe I'm a Pollyanna, if, in fact, the plan is laid out with the particulars that this much money is going to be spent here and this much money is going to be spent there. Because there's nobody in Chester County who doesn't realize that we need more jail space. There isn't anybody who doesn't realize that it's a system. You can't prop up all the police departments and not prop up the district attorney and the probation department and the courts and the jail and the whole, because it all takes a system.
Correct.
You have to be able to catch them, lock them up, prosecute them, and keep them in jail. And if any of those parts are missing, your system's not going to work. So any time you pass, if you're going to solve the problem, that half-cent sales tax countywide has to be targeted towards all of those things. And I think if it's spelled out and the people are convinced that that's how it's going to be spent, and that only way you could do that is if there are no other choices, I don't think that they're going to do an advisory measure on a countywide issue and get away with 50% vote. That's never going to happen.
And I agree to a large degree of that, Trish. And I actually talked with Supervisor Comente about that, is that if there is such a – if your hurdle is a trust issue with within your city or within the county with those supervisors or city council people that control those funds, then you have to set it up where there is no discretionary – spending of those funds. It is absolute. It's spelled out. It's clear. And there's no ability to take those funds and use them any other way.
And I think that if the citizens of Shasta County were convinced of that and it was sold and it's going to take a door-to-door explanation, this is what we're going to use the money for. There is no other alternative. It has a sunset clause someplace in it that says, okay, at this point we have to take another look at it. And justify this, or you know, one of those things. I think it's doable.
I do too. I definitely think it's doable. The you know, we've talked a lot of positive about it, and let's look at the flip side of that. The one of the other big struggles with it is it's a tax. It's another tax, and
mm-hmm.
People have been strapped with taxes a lot, and they are very hesitant to even contemplate adding another tax and taking away you know, from their own plates. So that is a hurdle in itself as well.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and nobody wants to pay more. I think, like I said, we sold it in the city of Anderson. We were able to get, of course, we just went for the 50% in the advisory measure. But I think that if sold properly, people can be convinced if to do the right thing. So it's worth a try.
Something for everybody to pay attention to out there. There's going to be more and more information on that coming out, because Supervisor Comente is really trying to set up meetings, get everybody roundtabled, and you know, tweak it and get the idea solid before he comes out publicly with it. So there's always room for input. If you have a creative idea with that or suggestions for how that may work, I would encourage you to contact Supervisor Joe Comente and give him your input, and so he can consider it as he puts together the plan.
I think that's a great idea, and I know that certainly we're in the process at the Anderson Fire Protection District, to jump just a little bit to the other side. The people in the city of Anderson have to recognize that they're paying $20 a year for their fire protection. $20 a year. If you live in a house, you're paying $20 a year. Walmart is paying $20 a year. If you own an apartment complex with 70 apartments in it that get 5 fire calls a day, you're paying $20 a year.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a very good structure.
And so we've talked. I'm on the board of directors for the Anderson Fire Protection District, and we know that we have a job to do. We've got to go out, and we've got to explain to the property owners in the city of Anderson that in order to continue the level of fire protection that they are enjoying now, and if they ever hope to get to the point where they actually have 3 men on an engine and enough fire department people to really serve the area, although they do a really good job with what we have now.
Yeah.
They're going to have to adjust that fee. And people who own apartment complexes are going to have to pay more than people who own a single family home.
And they have the additional problem of it's not just in the city of Anderson, correct? That district extends outside of that.
So yes, it does.
You have to deal with people that aren't directly city residents per se,
right,
but are getting those services. So
yeah, the Anderson Fire Protection District extends out into the outlying area surrounding it, out on McGee's Corner and all the way around.
Cottonwood, does it go into Cottonwood?
No, it does not. Cottonwood has their own fire department.
Gotcha.
Happy Valley has their own fire department.
And those are all fire districts too,
and those are all fire districts as well, separate. And not connected to the county. And then, of course, you have your volunteer fire companies that are connected to county fire that are out and around in different places.
What's the primary source of funding for each fire district? Is it those taxes, property tax?
There is some property tax, but it's very minor. It was, you know, these special districts were set up at the same time that cities were set up and what have you. And so that original share of property taxes that goes out to cities and counties and special districts. And so every time there's a battle that we go through every time a line changes, a city annexes or an area, and then we remember the battle out over the, area out across from Walmart, the Roseburg property.
Yes.
And that whole thing where the unfortunate for a lot of reasons that the Anderson Fire Protection District was not a part of that whole discussion. And I'm not blaming anybody else for that. I think the Anderson Fire Protection District had as much reason that they weren't involved in that as anybody else. But the bottom line was that a whole bunch of property taxes got separated and changed and what have you without the Anderson Fire Protection District being a part of it.
Oh.
So they got a whole chunk of land that they're now responsible for with the annexation that the city of Anderson did, but the county kept all the fire money that was involved in that. So those are the kind of discussions that have to take place with LAFCO.
Right, and those are the complications that entities face when they're talking about, you know, budgets and trying to serve a community. And if you miss one little chink in that armor, it really affects your whole structure. So I understand that. I didn't quite understand how that funding stream worked for those districts, but I have a better idea now.
They get property tax, and then they have most, like we have the fee that's charged on the property taxes every year. You pay it on the property tax bill as a special assessment. But in the city of Anderson, it's $20 that was established 100 years ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. And it's time we as a community took a look at that. And again, I am a positive person, and I think that once it's explained to the citizens, I've talked to the firemen about this, We've got a pretty dedicated bunch of firemen that work in the city of Anderson. They're not going to stay there forever with the put-together kind of volunteer and reserve and programs that we have that keep these firemen on duty.
You know, they're looking for a stable career just like anybody else's.
Exactly. And at some point, we've got to make all those positions permanent and paid in a manner that those firemen can live and support their families in the city of Anderson. So that's something that's going to be coming down the line, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our final segment after these messages.
Fire.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Basin Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day in demos at Bill's Bass Bin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State. If you have a question, give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday morning, and we're visiting with Mike Johnson from the Anderson Police Department.
I just like to say, Trish, that was very close you walking back in. They were looking at me to start running the radio show without you because you weren't in the room.
We do have a question in the chat room.
Okay.
When you're up for it.
Go ahead.
This question comes from Jimmy. It says, if someone knows there's a drug house on their street, what can they do about it?
Well, Jimmy, the proper channels to do that is I would start by calling your if you're in the city of Anderson, obviously it's called the Anderson Police Department. I would start there. So you go through ShASCOM, that's our dispatch center. You tell them about what your problem is, what you want to report, and tell them you'd like to speak to an officer. Now, depending on the level of the drug house and what's going on there, it may be referred ultimately to the Shasta County Drug Task Force. We all have agents out there who work on those drug houses and problems like that. However, if it's not it's not a huge operation, or maybe it's something they don't have time for, or maybe it's just something that the police department can solve itself, we will deal with it. But at least that's a starting point, and you talk to an officer and get his perspective, and he can kind of evaluate it and make that call of whether it needs to be addressed by us or directed to the task force.
And in some instances, I know from past history, it may be a house that they're already aware of, and they may be watching it. They may be building a case, and sometimes you think, well, I've reported it and nothing's happening. But it may, in fact, be a house that the – is it Silcintiff?
Yes, Silcintiff.
Okay, that is watching and building a case, and you might not see action within a day or two.
And just for the listener, Cintiff is an acronym for the Shasta Interagency Narcotics
Task Force.
Correct. So, Jimmy, also I'd like to give you a little bit more advice about that. So if you're if you know that drug house and you happen to be living in the neighborhood or have family or whatever is affected by it, those people can be collecting license plates and vehicle descriptions that are coming and going from the residents, and they can keep a kind of a log of that. That's very helpful for the officers when you provide them the initial information, because a lot of those vehicles that come and go from a drug house are very well known to the officers, and even sometimes stolen vehicles and vehicles that we're looking for other investigative leads. So if you keep that log, and, you know, it'd be the time that the car showed up, the license plate and a description of the vehicle. So maybe a four-door white Honda and the license plate, and you'd record the time it showed up and then the time it left. And that kind of gives us an idea of short stay traffic and drug trafficking that's going on.
And you know, we all don't like the idea that we live in a society where this kind of stuff is going on, and that we can't leave our garage doors unlocked anymore in our house car, and you can't leave a computer sitting on your car seat in your driveway without somebody stealing it. But the reality is that is the world we live in. And instead of getting angry about it, as I was getting about my gas tank in my motorhome, you really have to be a little proactive and keep your eyes and ears open. If you see somebody in your neighborhood that doesn't belong there, take note of that. Maybe write down the license number. Watch what they're doing. Ask your neighbors. There's all kinds of opportunities now with neighborhood watch programs. There's, computer groups, that neighborhood watch kind of things, where people talk online about somebody came up to the door or they did this or that. Share with your neighbors and be a part of your community, because I think it helps.
And I think that's what Jimmy's getting at here, and which is very good that you're asking the question. And by all means, for everybody out there, don't confront anybody, and don't, you know, have a intervention with the people that are coming and going, because these are bad folks usually, and they are known to carry weapons and have criminal histories, and we don't want you to get involved in any way like that. You know, at the front of the show, we were talking about communication, and one thing that we don't always do as law enforcement do so well is communicate with our public who gives us information. You, for instance, Trish Clark, call in and tell me about a suspicious vehicle or something that, or some type of problem in our neighborhood. Well, the police might get that information and very well follow up on it and do their diligence with that information, but never call Trish back. So Trish is left not knowing if the police ever even did anything with her information, and that makes her frustrated. And I'm saying that as a bit of maybe understanding for you that we don't mean to do that all the time. It's just because we get busy, and that's certainly our fault that we don't always follow up and communicate with you. But You passing on that information for us, I can tell you most of the time, a large percentage of the time, more times than not, gets followed up on and we do something with it. And I'm constantly working with our guys at our department to be better at following up and letting you know that we appreciate the information and when we have done something with it.
So, Mike, you do a meeting with the public down in the city of Anderson. It used to be a 7 o'clock in the morning coffee kind of thing, or 8 o'clock in the morning, and then you did an evening one. When's the next one coming up? At what hour?
So, let's see. I always have to count this out on my fingers. April as will be the next one. I used to be monthly, Trish, and I kind of scaled that back because it was coming too benign, just being a monthly meeting. So now I do it every 3 or 4 months. I'll hold the meeting, and it is it's Coffee with the Chief is what it's called, and it's a community meeting where people are welcome to come in a kind of informal setting. We have the room. We have breakfast and coffee together, and we just talk about community problems and, more importantly, ideas and creative solutions to fix those problems. So,
and you do that at Vittles Restaurant.
At Vittles. Yes, I did hold one evening, and Starbucks in Anderson hosted it. It was a very nice event. I was trying to just give something different, so maybe different people the opportunity to come. It was about attended the same as the morning ones, and I really got a pushback for people want to move back to morning, so it's – I'm trying to accommodate everybody because I want to hear from everybody, but the next one will probably be a breakfast again at Vittles.
And you know, I will remind people again, and I do this quite often, especially because I hear people complain about, well, you know, nobody listens, they don't have any access, this is happening in their community, this is, you know, something else. I want to remind people that if you're not involved and if you're not, if you've got a complaint and you've got something you want to talk about or change in your community, then you have to be the one to do that. And you have to get off of your fanny and get up and go to the meeting and talk about those things. And you just can't sit back and complain and never be a part of the process
and
letting
that's
anybody
right.
know.
And if you're one of those, forfeit your complaining rights, because you don't get the right to complain if you're not going to at least try to help be part of the solution.
Well, and that's true. You know, and it goes for I constantly try to remind people that we are what our community is about. We have a very involved community. I mean, I don't know of another community where you can go and go to the Anderson Crab Feed put on by the Rotarians and see the police chief and his wife going around hawking tickets on a gun. I mean, yeah. I just love that.
We enjoy doing that too, by the way.
Well, I know, but it's what I'm saying is people have every opportunity in our community to approach the city council members, to approach the city manager, the police chief. If you've got something you don't like about your community, you want to be a part of the change. Because
yep.
there's every opportunity to do that, to get involved and make a difference in your community.
I 100% agree. And yeah. And I always add this part to it. Trish, if you have a complaint, everybody has complaints somewhere in their lives or something about something in their lives. They want to see change, and that's fine if you bring your complaint and you have a complaint, but also bring some suggestions because, you know, we're not all knowing and we don't come up with everything on our own. A lot of stuff I implement comes from the citizens and comes from people who've given me the ideas, and we can try things and they won't always work. Sometimes they'll fail and we can try something else, but certainly suggestions are always welcome.
Sure. If this isn't working well, and how about we try this?
Correct.
Instead of just you solve it, that would be great. All right. Well, I want to really give you a thank, because when I do these with the officials down in the city of Anderson, I don't often give you a whole lot of lead time to know when. But if you're
what
like
we're talking
me,
about, now you almost made me run the radio show.
I know. And then I just take off and don't come back. Excuse me, I have a terrible frog in my throat.
Well, I appreciate the offer coming and being on the radio and talking to people and giving any information that's needed if I have it. If not, I'll go find it and try to bring you the information. But I appreciate being a guest on your show, Trish.
Well, it's always a joy. Okay, so I can't even talk.
No, you're losing it.
I'm losing it. So we have some guests to talk about some medical issues in the next hour of the show. And they're going to be joining us with the messages. I would remind you, this is Thursday morning, and it's just been Trish Clark and Police Chief Mike Johnson. Invite you, if you're interested and you live in the city of Anderson, we have some need for some people to get involved in the citizens group down there. We'd just love to have you give the chief a call or stop by the police department and get involved. It's always an opportunity, and remind everybody that down in the South County on the first Sunday of the month, you might check the catch the police chief at the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center as well. So we'll be right back after these messages, and thanks for joining us this morning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Chicago Police Commissioner Eddie Johnson on the hoax he says was engineered by Smollett, who claims he was attacked by two men who shouted racial and anti-gay slurs, put a rope around his neck.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Police say Smollett was dissatisfied with his salary, and that's why he staged the attack. High-level talks between the Trump administration and China have resumed. It's raising hopes for an end to their trade impasse.
The trade war has rattled global markets, with both sides imposing tariffs amid accusations China's trade tactics are unfair and that the U.S. is trying to cripple a rising competitor. The meeting today in the White House complex includes China's vice premier, along with President Trump's Treasury and Commerce secretaries, among others. The Trump administration's warned it will sharply boost import taxes on some $200 billion in Chinese goods if there is no resolution by the end of next week, though the president has indicated he may hold off if negotiators are making progress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
If the Trump administration gets its way, a so-called ISIS bride who wants to return to the U.S. will not be allowed back into the country.
She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
Secretary of State Pompeo on NBC's Today Show discussing 24-year-old Hoda Mutana. She fled her home in Alabama 4 years ago, joining ISIS in Syria. She had a child with one of the terrorist fighters. Says she now realizes she made a terrible mistake and wants to return to the U.S. Wall Street, the Dow down 127 points. The S&P is off 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Come on, kid. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
A group of captured ISIS fighters now handed over to authorities in Iraq.
A security official says the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting IS in Syria have handed over more than 150 Iraqi members of the group to Iraq. The official says the militants were moved to the Iraq side overnight and that they're now in a safe place and being investigated. The handover comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian forces are involved in a standoff over the final IS-held sliver of land in southeastern Syria, close to the Iraq border amid the extremists' imminent territorial defeat. I'm Charles Siladesma.
A Japanese spacecraft has started its approach toward a distant asteroid, a mission to collect material that researchers say could provide clues to the origin of the solar system and life on Earth. The craft's descent was delayed for about 5 hours for a safety check, but the unmanned spacecraft is still due to touch down as scheduled tomorrow morning. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal Reserve policymakers taking note of increased threats to the U.S. economy, opting for patience at their most recent session.
Minutes of last month's Fed meeting show policymakers discussed the adverse effects of the government shutdown, rising trade tensions, and other threats to U.S. growth as they opted to emphasize they would be patient in raising interest rates. That approach, they felt, would give them more time to assess the economic impact of President Trump's trade battles with China and other countries, as well as the severity of a developing slowdown in global growth. Fed officials also expressed a sense that further rate hikes might only be needed if inflation were to accelerate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 81 people have died in a massive fire. It raced through densely packed buildings in a centuries-old shopping district, the capital of Bangladesh. Many of the victims were trapped, according to authorities, who say that they were burned beyond recognition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR1460.com, community radio for the North State. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you have questions. It is Thursday morning, and it's not Carl Bott and Linda Bott. It's Trish Clark, because it's Thursday. So we're welcoming you here, and we've got some guests coming up that we're going to visit with about a very important topic coming up this month. Right now, it's 47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 52, a low of 31. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of 56, a low of 35. Mostly clear and then slight chance of rain or snow on Friday evening. On Saturday, a chance of rain and snow and then a chance of rain, a high of 51, a low of 40, and rain likely on Saturday night. On Sunday, rain and more rain, high of 51 and a low of 43. Monday, still looking at rain likely, a high of 52, a low of 33. So we're looking at some wet into the near future, and we need the moisture, and it's February, so we need to continue to get that rainfall to fill up our lakes and the snowpack up in the mountains. I can do without any more snow down here in the valley, though. I'm all over that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So now we have a whole bunch of big words we're going to deal with here, and we'll see how well I do with that. But we're joined in the studio this morning with some representatives from the Reading you can say that better than I can, group, but they have to do with colonoscopies, right?
Correct. So, we're from the Reading Endoscopy Center.
So we endoscopy do, center.
Yes, okay. Gastroenterology.
Okay. See, those are really they're big words. Yes, they are. And we're joined by Dr. Eichhoff and Jay Smith, who is a CRNA, anesthetist.
A nurse anesthetist.
There we go. All right. So, gentlemen, what's going on that we're going to talk about this morning?
Colon cancer. It's a bad thing, and we can prevent it. So that's what we do at the Reading Endoscopy Center, is detect and prevent colon cancer.
Well, and it's my understanding that it is one of the more curable diseases when discovered early.
The overall growth process of the colon cancer is pretty slow, so it gives you a big window of opportunity to find it early, where you can prevent it or cure it.
And that's what we would hope that we could do. How often and who should be going in to be tested?
Well, basically, anyone over the age of 50, assuming they're in relatively good health, should be screened for colon cancer. That gets into a menu of different options for screening. And screening means that you're walking around with no symptoms, no problems with your colon, you're healthy or otherwise feeling good, and we just want to check under the hood, make sure everything's okay. You do that with colonoscopy or stool tests, about once every 10 years. Stool tests, well, that's a larger topic, and there's a couple different stool tests out there on the market. It's hard to convince people to come in for colonoscopy, but once every 10 years, Katie Couric did it. She had hers done on national TV. Anyway, that was a while ago.
It's I don't know. People have said, oh, that's a horrible thing. And of course, the part that you guys do in the office is not the horrible part. The part that we have to do the night before we're coming in is the part that's the horrible part.
That is correct.
That's that awful stuff that you have to drink.
Well, you do have to clean the colon out so we can see in there. That's the point.
It's almost impossible to drink that amount of stuff, though, in that time frame. It's like...
Constantly we hear, by the time we get the process all the way through and done, everyone says the night before was the worst part by far. The sedation, the procedure itself, very simple, very straightforward, and, you know, for the sake of snoozing right through it, piece of cake to accomplish. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And as you said, if that 50 screening. Now, does colon cancer is not something that happens in younger people so much? What would be the symptoms? Why would you look at it at before 50? Why would you maybe, what kind of symptoms might you be having if you have a colon issue?
Well, the main symptoms that we use to determine to go ahead with a colonoscopy would be bleeding. Now, most rectal bleeding is from hemorrhoids, but I think every one of my patients with rectal cancer at a young age probably thought they had hemorrhoids to begin with, but bleeding would be the main symptom. Other than that, a major change in bowel pattern would be another indication. Of course, there's lots of reasons why our bowels might change from day to day or week to week, or whether or not the boss yells at us or et cetera. But anyway, those would be some of the main indications to check at a younger age, specifically blood. Unintentional weight loss would be another indication.
Okay. And we just are really happy when that happens, generally speaking, though.
Well, yeah. We'll put it off and think, pat ourselves
on
the back.
Really good. I'm doing something really good.
I'm really good at this. This is not so hard. And family history would be another indication to do screening at an earlier age. Specifically, if you have a close relative, first-degree relative, so that's a mother, father, brother, sister with colon cancer under the age of 60, or a large polyp under the age of 60, that would be an indication to start early. And you start about 10 years earlier than the age of the index relative. Now, a great aunt, 80 years old, that doesn't really count as a genetic history. It's not close enough.
Okay.
And so those family histories, even if you have a mother or father who's older with colon cancer, we would start at age 40 rather than 50.
Okay. And I know that, so we go in and we do the colonoscopy. If they find... Let's say they find three or four polyps. They're not malignant, but they are there. Would they then, you want them to come back more often than the 10 years, or?
Well, it depends on what kind of polyp it is. And this is something we commonly run into, is when people come in and they tell me, oh, I've had a polyp before. And I go, oh, really? What kind was it? And they go, I don't know. And I go, okay, well, how big was it? And they go, I don't know, but it was benign. And I said, well, all polyps are benign. Otherwise, we call them cancer. But polyps come in different varieties. And the point is to find the precancerous polyps. Those are adenomas. Those have the potential to grow, and they are in a benign state, but the cells show abnormalities that grow and divide, and those are the ones that we're looking for to find them, remove them, and prevent them from turning into a cancer sometime in the next decade. And so if somebody has a polyp like that, if they're a few of them or small, then we recommend rechecking in 5 years.
Now, do I, as an individual, I should go through my primary care physician, should refer me, or how would I go about making an appointment?
Well, there are lots of different avenues to colonoscopy. I tell my friends, just call us up and make an appointment. But the other realistically, it would be a good idea to go through your primary care doctor who can assess your medical history, your family history, and really discuss some of the options of screening with you prior to just walking in for a colonoscopy.
Okay. There was something special, the reason that you guys were going to come in, and I think after we're going to take a break here in just a minute, we come back, we'll talk about the special things that are going on this month, that are recognizing what you guys do there at the clinic and all of the things involved with colonoscopies and the, what is that system, the...
Gastroenterology.
Boy, see, I love those big words. I'm not even going to try anymore. I use words on a need-to-know basis, and I don't need to know that. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Daly for State Senate 2019.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It don't matter if
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, also 96.5 FM. As soon as they get that tower hooked back up after that awful snowstorm, we were 5 days with our FM station, and darn it, it just the snowstorm knocked it out, but we'll be back up and running on that soon. If you have any questions about colon cancer or cancer in this area, this is your opportunity to get those questions answered. Give us a call at 605-4567. We're joined this morning by Dr. Ikoff and Jay Smith, a CRNA, which is a nurse anesthesiologist kind of position. Jay, we were talking earlier about that March is a special month to kind of recognize and highlight some of the services that are available. So tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. Well, March is what's called Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Just like breast cancer has its month, it's designated by a dark blue ribbon that people will wear. Oftentimes the, you know, wristbands that you'll see on people, they'll be in dark blue as well, just as recognition of colorectal cancer. And the real key to bringing awareness to this is the fact that amongst all the cancers that we have going on, this is colorectal cancer as a whole. This is the second most common form of cancer-related death when you're speaking about cancer that affects both male and female population. So it's a very important cancer to be aware of. It does affect large portion of population, and that's why there's a month that's designated for it.
Well, and I think that's important, and I constantly hear and talk to people, as you indicate, when you go in to have this, to be screened, and then if there's something there, you take care of it.
Correct, yeah.
While you're there.
As we were speaking earlier, prostate cancer checks, breast cancer checks, very beneficial. You know, we found that over the years. We find stuff that we need to address. But all of those kind of screenings are just to detect cancer. The difference here with colonoscopy and colon cancer as a whole is we're not only detecting, but we're preventing the cancer, because immediately upon going in and performing colonoscopy, these things we see right in front of us and we can remove. We can get rid of them. We can send them to pathology and determine within very short order what type of cell growth we have going on here, what the potential risks are, and from there formulate a plan as to how, frequently we need to have you back to keep you safe and keep on top of it, so we don't ever have to worry about an individual forming colon cancer.
And if it is in the later stages or what have you, then you could develop the plan for chemotherapy.
Correct.
Or whatever else that might go into that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going to be happening in March?
What? Just as a whole, it's a month of recognition, like we were stating. So, you know, individuals out there, there's a website, SGNA, that, kind of highlights colorectal cancer month and awareness. And, you know, you can go out and buy the ribbons and buy the wristbands. But once again, this is just all about spreading the word to people, bringing awareness. I'm sure that on some of these designated websites, they probably have special runs and events going on around, you know, the country as a whole. I don't know about anything local here in this city going on specifically, but unless you do, Dr. Ikoff.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a public awareness and an ability perhaps to let people know that if it's something to think about, it is one of those cancers that's very curable, if it's caught early.
And preventable.
Yeah. And it also can be one of the more awful deaths for someone.
Absolutely.
I've had some friends who had colon cancer, and if it's in the later stages, it's certainly something that you want to try and avoid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of the things that can drag on for a long time because it's a slow-growing cancer, but if the horse is out of the barn, it's a slow death.
So let's talk a little bit about you guys. Dr. Ikoff, tell us about you. How long have you been in the community? Are you native here or what?
No, I was up in Portland practicing for the last 25 years and moved down here in 2014. My wife and I decided the rain cloud in the Northwest was not conducive to happiness, and so we came south to the wonderful sunshine in Reading.
And we do get that.
Yeah, along with the fires and the snowstorms, and I suppose there will be locusts this summer.
Some of us are beginning to think of that, yes. It really has been a trying time. I mean, there's so many good things. I've lived here since 1977, and there's so many good things about living in the North State, in Shasta County, in the city of Reading or city of Anderson, but it has been some challenges recently.
Yes, but my wife and I really love it here, and I really like doing gastroenterology and colonoscopy specifically because it's really an area where you can do some good. You can make a change in a person's health that is going to dramatically change their longevity. And so it's really rewarding for me to do that and to help people through this kind of scary process. You know, it's a little intimidating if you're Joe Schmo out there and have to go to the doctor and drink this lovely stuff and
it's not
probed in areas that you're not supposed to be probed in.
it's always a conversation that is going to bring some giggles and it's not a pleasant thing for sure, but it's a necessary thing. And I think the important part is that if you do the examinations and you catch it early, there's just absolutely no reason to die from colon cancer in this day and age because it can be detected early and taken care of. And that's an important thing to do.
Yes.
So I would encourage everybody who's out there listening now that you just, if you haven't had one or you're getting at 50 years of age or it's been over 10 years since you had your last one, now's the time to start thinking about getting either a hold of your primary care physician. I don't think, you know, I have a lot of friends who don't. Prevention to me is the important part of staying well and have your physicals and that this would certainly be a part of that. A lot of people want to wait until something goes wrong and then a lot of times it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah, and prevention is the key. There are various screening options for colon cancer. The stool tests are kind of the classic. The stool tests, there's two of them. Basically, the fecal immunoassay test basically detects blood. There's a stool DNA test. That's the advertisement you see on late night TV with the cute little cardboard box running around and saying, just get it, go, gone. You know, it's so easy. But those are stool tests. They detect cancer. They can. They're not as good as colonoscopy, but they don't prevent it. They just detect it. And so the key is to detecting it early and also being able to prevent it by removing polyps.
But if someone decided that they'd like to just, rather than go through the process and they don't think there's anything wrong, but maybe just as a safeguard, that would be at least a first step to go ahead and have that, do the stool test, and then if it comes back that there's something there, then go ahead forward with the colonoscopy.
Yeah, that's the general thought on the stool test is for screening. The problem is that sometimes you detect it and it's late and you haven't prevented anything. They are certainly non-invasive. The way they prevent colon cancer or detect colon cancer and perhaps decrease mortality from colon cancer is that they lead to colonoscopy, which then finds and removes polyps. The other problem with the stool test is that there are a lot of false positives. And so you can get a positive stool test, which might be scary, and then there's really nothing there.
But it gets them in to do the colonoscopy.
And so if you got somebody who's not going to come in and they're not having that thing shoved up there and probed around, but if the stool test is positive, well, then maybe we'll think about it. That kind of person, I think the stool test is fine. Now, one of the other disadvantages of the stool tests are that the stool tests have to be done frequently. So every year you have to do a fecal immunoassay test. The Cologuard test you have to do every 3 years, and it's actually relatively expensive. But they do detect cancers and can be non-invasive, but most of us feel that colonoscopy is both diagnostic and prevention, and once every 10 years is a better trade-off.
Yeah, it's a great topic of conversation if you check with everybody in the room to see if they've had one lately. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on the, after these messages.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Can't you see I'm burning?
Well, I love the music they come up with in there. They do such a good job. And welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State, KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. I'm joined in the studio this morning by some people from the Reading
Endoscopy Center.
Perfect. Thank you. And we've been talking about colonoscopies and screening options and all kinds of things. One of the things we were talking about in the break is it, you know, with insurance, that's a big deal these days about how you spend your insurance money and recognizing, again, that if you choose to do the stool sample things, that is going to probably eat up part of your screening allowance in your insurance. And then when you go in for the colonoscopy to have it remedied, if there is something there, now you've used up some of those funds that could have been used in the same go-around.
Well, for colon cancer screening, that's a covered benefit of our insurance plans. And so if, for example, you go in for and do the stool DNA test, that you have used your screening colonoscopy or colon cancer screening benefit for the year. And if it's positive, then we recommend following that up with a colonoscopy. Now, the colonoscopy is no longer screening. Because you have a positive screening test, the colonoscopy is diagnostic. So potentially, I've heard a lot of complaints from our clients and patients that now they're stuck with a bill for a diagnostic colonoscopy rather than they just went in for screening. But they did the stool test first. And so that checked off that box, and now they're on the hook for the colonoscopy costs diagnostically.
Gotcha. So it's important. And again, how do we go about finding out the best way to do that? There's a web page that we could go to.
The Reading Endoscopy Center has a web page that can answer a lot of those questions at readingendoscopy.com. And then just speak with your primary care provider, and also people at our center can help with those questions.
I was going to say the people at the front desk staff that we have there at our center in particular, you know, they deal with these insurances every day. All the local ones here, they check into that stuff, so they can give you a good idea up front. Most of them function in a very consistent pattern, specific insurances, so they can give you a great idea right up front what to expect coverage-wise, you know, and they can look into that.
And so I just give them a call and go through that information and find out what you should do. This is, again, you know, we talked about it when I was in the first hour this morning with the Anderson police chief, and be proactive.
Right.
You know, get involved in your own health coverage and don't sit back and wait for something to happen. If you want to make a difference in your community, the way to do that is to be proactive and involved in your community.
Well, and we've
same
all
thing
seen
with your own health.
Not to knock, but, you know, they don't make it simple most times. So we need to be proactive. We need to ask questions and figure out what our specific needs and, you know, interests are. So.
Yeah, we talked we don't want to get involved in the whole thing about our healthcare system and the mess that we have made of it over the last few years. It's gotten very complicated, and certainly I know just the coding that you talk to. I've had conversations with some of the doctors in town and the staff that you have to hire to just get the right coding done to submit the claim to the right department, to only have them come back and say, no, that was a 3, not a 4, and that was a this, not a that. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, that's a whole conversation that I'm dealing with it just as a patient from time to time. Can make you crazy. I can't even imagine dealing with it on a daily basis.
No, we hire specialists to do that for us, because I just like doing colonoscopies for the right reasons, following the national guidelines, and doing what's right for the patient. And sometimes the insurance gets complicated and gets in the way of good patient care.
I've heard that from certainly more than one doctor in Shasta County. We are blessed in Shasta County that we have a lot of really good professionals in all areas of medicine. We have to cut them a little slack because the things that they're dealing with trying to deliver good health care. It's just amazing. excuse me. So, Jay.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Jay Smith.
Well, my wife and I came here to the Reading area summer of 2012. So we are Midwesterners. We came from Kansas City, Missouri. We have family in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas side. but came here by choice, love the area, love this small community. We're both nurses. We both work in that field. My wife's an educator, nurse educator. I'm what we've been discussing called a certified registered nurse anesthetist. So I help provide anesthesia care there at Reading Endoscopy Center and just love what I do. I handpicked this specialty for a reason. I've done everything under the sun in the OR, but there's something very special to me about gastroenterology. In particular, it's kind of a selfish, love, but I get a lot of satisfaction out of guiding people through short procedures like this, where people come in so fearful, so scared about the process, so scared about stories they've heard from friends about how painful this is going to be, how intimidating it is to, like Dr. Eichhoff said, think about a scope going someplace it should not.
Yeah.
And the beauty is nowadays with the medicines that we have, we can make this so simple. It's a true nap. You just snooze right through it. You don't even know we were there. You just, most times people are having dreams, and the recovery aspect of this, they're waking up looking at me going, oh my gosh, that was so simple. Why did I fret this? I don't even know why I was so anxious about this. The prep was by far the worst part. This was a nothing deal,
As we talked at the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I get a great deal of satisfaction out of that. Daily I get positive, uplifting comments about, the practice I can help perform to bring patients satisfactory care and bring them to conclusions that will help guide them in the future to, either preventing colon cancer or finding out that they have something we need to address immediately. It's a very immediate satisfaction in this field.
Well, and I take this very seriously. I have two very dear friends that I lost through colon cancer. And it's not one of the prettier deaths.
It is not.
That the process that they go through. And it's not quick, unfortunately, once it's advanced to that stage. And so I always am encouraging everybody to be sure that they're doing all of these tests. By far, the worst part of it is the night before. I mean, that's just awful.
Right.
And I think that y'all ought to work on a way to...
We've been talking about that ever since.
The quality as much as it is
the quantity. Yes.
I have to admit, the last time I had one, I didn't finish all of it. It wouldn't stay down anymore. It just no swallowing. I did. I was right up front of that when I came into your office and fessed up
that
I didn't get the last dose down. It simply would not.
It
wasn't happening.
I constantly
hear that a lot.
We can put a man on the moon, but we can't figure out a better way to get this stuff accomplished, right?
Exactly.
That work?
I mean, mix it with scotch or something. I don't know. It's got to be a better way to do that.
I get that question every now and then. Doc, can I put a little, vodka in it? I go, I don't know. It's a clear liquid, so that would be okay, except if you pass out and then you poop, make a big mess, that's not so good. If you forget to drink the rest of your prep, I see your point.
That could be disastrous because it's not
disaster.
Something you want to sleep through, right?
No.
Okay, so you we got to have the conversation. We can include all the parts of it, but it is important, and I think again to be sure that you're. So, how long did you say you've been in the community?
Since 2012.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been,
and I've been with this group that whole time.
Oh, okay.
Got a great staff there. I truly love and adore the people I work with, and I think as a whole, the resounding response I get from all the public coming in, we get a lot of compliments on how we handle our patients.
I think, I want my hats off to the doctors and the nurses and the professionals that are in the medical profession. We attract some good people here in Shasta County. It's a difficult time in medicine for the consumer as well as the people trying to do a good job and trying to meet the needs of the community. Certainly, government involvement, nothing that government gets that involved in is going to be good as far as I'm concerned. If we could figure out a way to get that piece of it out of there, we could probably make this work a whole lot better. I mean, just take a look at the things they're deeply involved in. They never do a really good job with any of that.
You should bring us back for another show on that one. We'll get right into that.
Oh, okay, well, we've got another 15 minutes that we can talk about. Absolutely, we could shred that. I mean, anybody that thinks by getting the government involved in it, you're somehow going to make it better is like, oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, the you mentioned it earlier. The key, I think, is people being proactive about their own health. And nobody's going to come knocking on your door saying, "Dear Mr. Smith, it's time for your colonoscopy. Now, come on, let's go." So you really need to get out there and ask for it. And even there's reluctance amongst primary care doctors. I mean, it's sometimes surprising, but they do a great job. You know, people come from in all shapes and sizes, and I cannot imagine the difficulties they face with different clients, and it's easy for us here. If you come into our room, you're here for a colonoscopy, but if you're seeing your primary care doctor, well, you may not want anything done, or the wife drags you in, or some Aunt Margaret says you got to do this, and anyway, so but basically you should be proactive.
Absolutely.
And ask for screening, discuss it with your doctor, and get something done.
Right on. Let's take a break, and we'll come back for our final segment and wrap up on this topic and perhaps talk a little bit more about how we can make the medical system work a little better for us.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV's Tina Shear and radio personality Basin Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Line Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring.
So that's kind of an interesting song to lead into the final section that we're discussing this morning, which is, you know, we've been able to carry this on here for 50 minutes, a discussion that nobody wants to talk about, but it's an important concept, and colonoscopies and why they're important, and the whole gastroenterology. All these big words, I did that. Okay, yeah. So this is an important topic and something we need to talk about. We off the air talked about a couple of things we want to talk a little bit more about. One is the prep and the importance of why we have to do that the night before and some options perhaps.
Yeah, we had a caller call in about the pills. And there's a couple of alternatives to the gallon jug of pegylated 3350 electrolyte solution or the old go lightly. I don't know who named it go lightly. It's go often, go frequently, go heavily, but go lightly, new light, co lightly. It's an electrolyte solution that, the electrolytes are balanced with the electrolytes in your bloodstream. So there's no net gain or loss of potassium or sodium. And so as the laxative flushes through there, it doesn't create an imbalance in your electrolytes. That's why it tastes salty and icky. Mm-hmm. And you got to get a pretty good volume through there. But the basics of preps you need, there's other options, less volume, and the pills. There's SuPrep, OsmoPrep. Generally, those aren't covered or there's an extra charge at the pharmacy for those, and they work, and the pills are pretty well received, but they're not as good in the studies at cleansing the colon. And the whole key to good colonoscopies and cancer prevention is a good prep. And so it doesn't do you any good to do half a prep and then have us look in there, and it's all cloudy, and we can't see little polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we fall off in our on our efficacy for colon cancer prevention. So there's preps out there. Pick one and do it well. The goal the next morning, you should be looking at nice, clear, yellow water coming out the lower end.
Okay. And,
lovely, right? Yes.
Great conversation this morning. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about
anesthesia,
the side of it, because you said that you do some things a little bit different that are kind of unique.
Well, when you look at gastroenterology as a whole, colonoscopy as a whole, you know, there's been a progression throughout time. If you talk to individuals that are now in their 70s, 80s, they may remember a day where they had a very hard, rigid scope with no sedation, and they could tell you horror stories about how uncomfortable that was. And then things progressed to softer scopes. Conscious sedation became a primary form of sedating for colonoscopy, still used, you know, throughout the country, and can work quite well for individuals. When you do conscious sedation, you are providing a combination of two drugs primarily, two drug classes. One is an opioid. Nowadays, most times it's a fentanyl. And the other is a benzodiazepine, usually like a verse said, the kind of drug that takes your memory a bit, makes you relaxed, you know, makes you forgetful. When you do those two in combo at regular doses, it's called conscious sedation because you're going to be semi-conscious still. You're going to still potentially remember bits and pieces, remember feeling, sensing, hearing us talk in and out of it. You're not going to be able to put the full picture together, though. Usually you go home a little bit loopy and confused, you know, it takes a couple hours to recoup, and you run a little risk of nausea because of that opioid. So lots of places, that's still the only option they have available because anesthesia is not around. And when anesthesia can be involved, like at Reading Endoscopy Center, then we can provide what's called MAC sedation. That's monitored anesthesia care. And with that, we are handpicking what's called propofol or Diprovan from the OR. It's a drug that's been around for a very long time. Most individuals have had it and never knew they had it because we use it in almost all the surgeries we do in the OR as an induction agent. But it got a pretty bad rap back in the day from the old Michael Jackson incident and the way the media butchered that drug. But it's a great drug. From the standpoint of it's non-opioid, it's an antiemetic. We use it in the ICU in drip form to help prevent nausea. So nausea is really just not an issue for us. It is much better at creating a real nap so people can sleep right through this procedure. You don't even know we've been there. Most people, they end up having dreams while they're under. They'll wake up and tell me about some pretty funny dreams. And the recovery is much faster as well. So getting to handpick a drug that can accomplish all those pieces, it outperforms conscious sedation for most people most times. They're going to prefer that method, and I'd say 90% of the people that come to us, that's what they want, and they're very happy with it.
Absolutely. Put me out. I don't want to know about it. Wake
that's
up. It. It's over.
That's right, and it's a very safe drug done properly.
Okay, but I have a
don't do this at home.
No.
When you do that, do people talk?
No. This is a true nap. So I can always lighten you up to talk to you, and that's the beauty of this drug. It gives me a lot of control. I can take you deeper. I can take you lighter where need be throughout the procedure. So when you're showing me signs of discomfort, I can get you down another level, you know. But if I don't like something going on, I can lighten you up, and we can have a chat, and I can, you know, we can discuss things. So it gives me a great deal of control over making sure that a patient's very satisfied with the outcome of the procedure.
Okay. Okay, so final thoughts, gentlemen. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with today? This has been, an interesting conversation. I don't know how you can. I'm sure that there's going to be comments at the end of the show about how you can talk about this subject for a whole hour. But it's been interesting, and I think we've answered some questions for some people out there. And hopefully encourage them to get involved in their own health care.
Just get out there and just do it.
Exactly, because you don't want to be down the line and find out that you should have done it 10 years ago because then it's too late.
Those are the cases that actually are the most traumatic for us because we do see those where individuals should have been in 20 years earlier, and now we find some extensive mass that could be devastating for this person that could have been prevented easily if they would have came in. Prior.
Because a lot of times you can have this and it can be progressive and you have no signs.
No signs right. Or no symptoms until it's pretty far along. A cancer has to be a polyp has to be huge to bleed. So usually you don't see blood from a polyp. And so by the time you're seeing blood in a stool, that's a cancer. It might be hemorrhoids, maybe. Are you going to take a chance on that? Anyway, so by the time you see the blood, it's better sooner than later. But anyway, it can be too late. So prevention is the key.
Prevention is the key.
So once again, as I mentioned in the first hour, if you're not part of the solution in these things, you're probably part of the problem. And so you need to be proactive in your own care and take advantage of the things that are available in your community. Have a screening if you're in that over 50 age group and you haven't had one for a while. It's a good time to do it. March is the month that they're kind of focusing on that, bringing it to people's attention. And I encourage you to take advantage of that. Thank you so much for joining me this morning and kind of talking about a subject that's not very terribly pleasant, but it's a whole lot more unpleasant if you don't take care of it and move forward. So I thank you. But welcome
you
to our community.
Us.
We're awfully glad you,
thank you.
You're here with us. And again, I remind people we have great physicians out there. I remind you that tomorrow is Friday, And I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be co-hosting with Linda Bott tomorrow. So we're going to – are you guys ready for that? I mean, watch out, because Linda and I are going to light up the airways tomorrow morning, and I'm not exactly sure who our guests are, but I'm sure we're going to have a good show and something memorable to leave me with. So thanks for joining us this morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio 96.5. Thanks for joining us. We've had a great morning, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.